What episode are we even on? Is it 55?
Yeah.
Jack Del Rio? Or is it Chris Dolan?
Nick Schultz.
Yeah, Matt Dumba, Nick Sealer.
Dumba was 55?
His first year, what?
First few years.
What's wrong with this computer?
Mike Redman.
Catcher?
Yes. Yeah. Classic backup catcher to Mauer, right?
Yeah.
When he first started?
Yeah.
Well, what do we got to talk about?
Movies? TV shows?
Or is it not going to work with no mics?
Does it look like it's picking up fine?
It's not connected. I think I just got to put it in after, so.
Oh, okay.
As long as you got the red button going, we're good.
Let me triple check that. Yep.
Don't want to pull a Matt here.
We got to get him on again soon.
Just give him one of these. He'll just put it on.
Why ain't there no internet on here? Trying to Google to double check who
Mike Redman is.
Yeah. No, who number 55 is.
Anthony Barr. 55 is too easy, though, I feel like.
Derek Thomas. Wasn't Derek Thomas Chiefs legend?
I don't know.
You could just name him.
Sergei Zubov. No. Oh, he was 56.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Or 65, one of the two.
No, it's Eric Carlson.
Oh, no, he was 58, so we got to save that one.
Matt Capps. Anybody remembers him?
It's too warm in here.
Yeah,
it's got to cool down, I know.
Luca Garza.
That's a good one.
I think he's
in college, right?
I think he is right now.
Oh, okay.
For the Wolves.
Yeah, Jack Del Rio is 55.
Nice.
Years old?
Yeah, he's probably 70 now. 61.
Right in the middle.
So what do we got? X-Men, did you watch any Fallout?
No.
I didn't either, so that's good. AJ, you can give us a quick rundown.
I binged the whole thing. It was freaking awesome. I don't know. I thought it was really good.
That's the best part about being sick.
Yeah.
So you just watch whatever you want and not feel bad about it.
There's some good humor.
Was there a death claw?
What do they look like?
They got like horns. Big claws.
What's that?
There is a couple, they call them abominations.
Are they glowing?
Weird looking.
The ghouls?
No.
The big ghouls?
Just huge animals.
Ghouls. Oh.
You know.
Feral ghouls. Is that what they call them?
I don't know. I already played
Charlie.
2 hours of. I've only played 2 hours of New Vegas, so that's my knowledge of Fallout.
Is that what it's based on? New Vegas?
No.
It's all of them, I think, right?
I don't know. I heard that it happens. I don't remember what I read now.
2177?
Don't touch your collar with that thing on there.
I'm holding it there to my mouth.
It'll be fine. Just make sure that thing's pointing at your mouth. So go like,
whoa, get up in your business.
And just put it in your mouth.
Eat the mic, bro. I read that it like makes the New Vegas like non-canon or something. Like the structure of the new California Republic is too soon in the show or something. I don't know.
Oh, no.
I know. That's just what I read. I don't care.
And so the sweaty nerds get mad about.
They can fight AJ.
Yeah.
For the Star Wars team.
That's true. I went back on that. I apologized.
So Miko had his buddy over and they just play Fortnite the whole time that they're over, and whenever they lose to someone, they say they're sweaty nerds.
They're sweaty nerds.
That I was like, they're the definition of sweaty nerds. They beat you a couple times, right?
I didn't play Fortnite for like 6 months.
I'm terrible at it.
Yeah, I'm no good at it.
I just expect them to be way worse than they are, so I don't give them credit. It's like, oh, I can handle this.
Anytime they lose, they say they're lost to hackers.
Yeah.
They got an aimbot.
That's Call of Duty.
That's
for sure.
That's what you have to do.
Anyways, back to Fallout 4.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
So it was decent.
Fallout TV show, yeah.
Did I tell you guys I played Fallout 4 once? Still my favorite game.
I still want to play it, but I just know that it's a big project.
Yeah.
It's true.
I'd rather just go play MLB The Show.
Rather just do a fantasy draft in the NFL and then just sit there for a bunch and then be like, ah, I'm going to start over.
Yeah, I could have drafted better.
Well, that was episode 55.
Yeah, let's make that joke like once an episode.
Just there.
Big news. We got over 10,000 downloads.
I thought you were going to say dollars. I was like,
$10,000.
Got a donation?
Well, once we start getting sponsorship money.
Tell Isaac to sponsor us.
We'll just get it all back into studio.
Yeah.
Oh, I went to the Twins opener. I signed Ehiri Adrianza jersey. It made me happy. If anyone remembers him.
Yeah, utility guy.
Utility guy. Not really like great, but I just remember him.
Is that the whole Twins roster for the last 25 years is utility players? Nick Punto, Michael Tkachuk.
Michael Tkachuk.
Kachuk Kadire.
Kadire was not utility.
Kadire was.
He kind of did. He played everywhere.
Did he pitch once? He pitched once.
I don't know. No comment.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Or just those piranhas, those years. I swear they all just played wherever. Maybe not, though.
And the manufacturer runs.
Got to bunt. Get someone on first, bunt them over to second, and hit a double.
That is strikeout.
That's how you do it.
That's what you have to do.
Yep.
This is fun. Going to the home opener for once.
It was pretty nice out too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it got real cold though. And we were in the shade behind home, so.
That'll do it.
Did they win? No. I forgot.
No, I don't even know if they had a runner on base. They might have got perfect gamed. Just kidding. No, they left 11 runners on base.
Yeah.
It's a great.
They were like 0-for-30 at one point.
Julian hit a home run though, so that was cool.
He's been doing pretty good.
No, he hasn't.
I thought he has. Didn't he hit like
three home runs?
And how many RBIs then?
And then it's
probably one or three. He's probably hit three solo home runs.
He's struck out a lot looking.
Yeah, he was 1-for-4, 3 strikeouts and a home run at the home opener. I like him though.
I take that.
I'm not shredding him. I'm shredding everyone else on the team. Who plays third?
Not Royce Lewis.
I don't like whoever plays third, probably.
Probably Farmer or Martin.
Who was? I can't remember who was it.
Corey Koski.
On opening day.
That's the only
Castro? Thing. Castro? Oh, he's playing short.
Oh, he was.
Could have been Castro, though.
He was playing. Never mind. I like Willie. He's a good guy.
We should go to a game this year.
I already have.
It was the one on Miko's birthday. Actually said he wanted to go, so Charles set that up. Well, you guys want something to drink?
Yeah.
We'll get some Zevias.
Yeah, see ya.
See you later.
Tell us a story while you're up there.
Yeah. All right.
Say something cool.
Swear at my kids on.
Just going to put this down my shirt.
You're that warm? Well, I come down here in the morning and it's always freezing, no matter what.
It's notoriously colder than usually.
It is.
We just got caught up on X-Men. Pretty crazy ending to episode 5.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Episode 4
wasn't the greatest.
No,
I just watched X-Men Evolution instead. I watched the whole series.
The one season?
The 4 seasons.
Oh, there's 4?
Yeah.
What only had one? Was that Wolverine and
that X-Men? Weird?
I don't know. They're all in like high school.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of sucked. But I watched it all.
Did you?
Yeah.
Just randomly?
Yeah, after I watched one of the new episodes, I was like, there's like a lot of X-Men shows. And then I was like, I have started watching the old series, but I was like, I don't know. That gets confusing. Cause I forget what's in the other show. Cause like,
oh yeah.
I thought that cause at one point in one of the episodes I watched, Bishop came back and they were fighting him cause he was a time traveler. And he thought that someone was an assassin. Wait, was that in this 97 show?
No, that was in the older one.
Okay, yeah.
But I think it was Cable and Bishop fighting, right?
No, Cable wasn't there. Not in the ones I've watched. But then he fights Gambit. And then, I don't know. Then I got confused when I watched the new one. I was like, wait, I thought they hated Bishop. It's all null and void.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't talked about it at all yet, right?
The new series?
Yeah.
Yeah, we watched it right before
the last podcast, so we talked about some of it yet or not yet?
First 3 episodes, maybe?
Did we?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Let me go back and listen to it real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only two are the 4 and 5 that we haven't talked about.
Who is it? Jubilee and the other new guy.
Oh, yeah. Sunspot.
Yeah, Sunspot.
Get pulled into a video game.
Oh, yeah. I'll watch that one. I haven't seen a newer one.
That's what we just finished. I don't know. I didn't really like that episode. So
they were just in the video game the whole time, like the old school graphics.
Well, there were two episodes in that one. Because then it was the Storm and Forge.
Storm and Forge.
Yeah. That one was also done. Like, whatever.
Yeah, Forge tried to get Stormer powers back.
Yeah.
Because he invented he helped kind of invent
get the tech for the government.
The stuff that makes you not be immune.
And then he tells Storm that he loves her. It's like, you've known each other for 2 days.
No, he's known it before that.
Yeah, I know. Because she's a goddess with or without her powers, he says. But yeah, so that one kind of just, I played NHL 12. Well, I simulated seasons of NHL 12.
Yeah, and I love NHL 12.
I know. Played one game, could not get a goal. Computer just skates to the corner.
When we were playing the playoffs, yeah, it's pretty hard. Like,
that was on All-Star as well, right?
Yeah.
What's the highest it goes to?
Superstar.
Yeah.
And All-Star is right below Superstar.
Maybe there's Hall of Fame.
We also played with my kids, so that didn't help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Nate took over for Annika. Or was it you took over for Meek? I don't remember, but
no.
We ended up both playing at one point before. We're going to talk about WrestleMania.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Oh, yeah. WrestleMania.
The first night I only watched. Did you guys watch the second night?
I watched the main event, yeah. And
I watched like the second half of night two.
I played Sim Golf during the other matches that I didn't care about. I watched a little bit of the Logan Paul one.
Yeah, that's when I turned it on. So I don't know if that was halfway or not, but.
And then I don't remember what was after that. The Philly Street Fight was kind of cool. It was quick, but they just like broke tables and stuff.
I didn't see that
one. And Bubba Dudley.
Oh, was that WrestleMania?
AJ Watts in the garage during that one. Yeah, he was the ref of that match.
Oh, nice.
And at one point, doesn't he join the fight against the guys for some reason?
He doesn't like join it, but they just do they hit the Dudley boys moves.
Okay.
The what's up.
Because I think he still wrestles, doesn't he? For
something. When I saw it was street fight, I was like, oh, they're going to go on the streets. But no, it was still in the ring. So. Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I'm going to watch this. Vega.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know what that means.
Is there a sticker on my Mac?
Yeah. No, there's not. Sorry.
Just a leech.
Am I on drugs?
Zevies are laced.
Technically.
But yeah, WrestleMania was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first thing was a good time. It's like,
yeah, we all watched it at AJ's house.
Yeah. And then you just immediately get sucked into their stupid story.
Yeah, the last two were, right, that was the Intercontinental and the
on Sunday.
The tag match.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
Okay, yes.
Those were the best matches.
Yeah. The ladder match was pretty sweet. It started off pretty slow, or the six-man tag.
This was when Archie tagged in.
Yeah, so that was easily the best.
So awesome.
He's going to tag him in.
And then
crowd goes wild.
I did watch the Raw on Monday night. Like, I just had it on. And then he agrees. The Judgment Day is talking to him, like Dom and whoever else is in there. He's like, we'll do a 3-man or 3-on-3 tag.
Oh, and
they're like, you guys only have two. He's like, my partner is someone you can't see.
Yeah.
And then they just
imaginary friend.
They just keep getting beat up. And then John Cena finally came out.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
I didn't see that part.
That's because you can't see it. That's what I would have. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. The crowd went nuts when we said it.
The Rock looked like he was struggling compared to his
old days. Yeah. He's like 55.
When he gets knocked out, it just doesn't look as good as the other people.
Well, it's supposed to be Stone Cold instead of The Undertaker come back to get the Rock. But then Stone Cold said, I think it said he didn't want to steal a spotlight from Cody Rhodes or something.
Oh, okay.
The Undertaker did, though.
Yeah, The Undertaker was like, hell yeah.
Yeah. More money.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Was the last match crazy then? Like, did a bunch of people show up?
I told you. Ricky Stenicki came and...
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat?
No, Ricky Stenicki. And then at first it was Solo. Is that his name?
Sick of Solo or what?
Yeah, Solo came out. It was the Usos first.
Yeah.
Roman's Uso came out. And then the other Uso, I'd never know which one.
I think Jay... is not with Roman.
But then there's a spear off the Broadway into a table, right? Or something.
I'm like, how did they line that up? Because it looked like if you went too far one on either side or over the thing, they would just sort of die. Like,
God.
But then, so then Solo came out. And then John Cena came out to help to fight off Solo and give, he puts him through a table, right? He puts someone through the announcer's table, Solo probably.
Yeah.
And then he gave a F you to Roman. And then The Rock came out and I couldn't tell what he said because he swore every 5 seconds and they bleeped it out on the podcast. Yeah. That made me so upset. He'd be like talking and you could hear, but then he'd like swear and then it'd be like bleep for the next like 15.
Yeah.
But he told Cena to get out of his ring and gave him a rock bottom.
Oh, really?
And then the lights
went out. The lights went out there.
The belt rung.
Yep, and the belt.
Oh, shit. Oh, dang.
Just looking pissed at him.
You should have watched. You could have watched it. You need to rewatch it.
No. But just, it's a handy. You had to be there moment.
It was. I was yelling in the garage by myself.
Out at AJ's?
Yeah, yeah, he stayed until the end of it. He's like, ah, I'm going. I just popped out there a couple times. Not for smokes, but
I'm just kidding. Smoke break. Yeah, I was like, never would have guessed The Undertaker came back. That was cool.
Now, what's the next? SummerSlam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll definitely watch it 4 times a year. Yeah. I know if I'll watch it more, I'll get way too into it.
I know every time you like start getting into it. Like, and then it's just a time commitment, though, if you got to watch.
Was it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, or Monday, Thursday, Friday?
I don't know if it's, I think it's Monday, Friday for sure. Yeah, since Friday NXT night SmackDown.
On the nights.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the
AHL.
Division 2. Yeah.
Yeah. The AHL.
They call up guys sometimes.
Nice. Every once in a while, someone gets relegated.
Yeah.
And someone gets promoted.
Finn Balor won the NXT championship for a while. He ran it. He had been in the WWE for a while.
Well, the NXT champ was on Raw after WrestleMania. Fought who?
Shinsuke Nakamura.
I don't.
King of Strong Style.
Sure.
He was sick. He came like when I was into it, when I was hyped for him. And they didn't do anything with him.
Oh. Yeah. Back when you used to watch wrestling?
Back in my day.
Back in the 90s.
2016, probably.
But yeah, Scott and Will made it out. So that was sweet. Yeah. Matt even made it out.
Nate was there.
Nate was there.
Nafe was there.
Nafe.
There's plenty of other. I invited Chris and Corey and Harrison and.
Oh, did you
Ryan?
Buy
them? Yeah. They couldn't make it.
I invited Dale.
They didn't want to.
It's Harrison.
Not even about like watching wrestling, but you end up getting into it, but it's just about all the stupid jokes that end up getting said and just all the random shit that comes up.
Reminiscing.
Yeah.
Harrison, we were watching King of the Ring 98 when Undertaker threw Mankind off the Hell in Cell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, or no. When Paul Bearer turned on Undertaker, I was watching at his aunt's, me and Harrison were, and we just were both so like upset that it happened and just like screaming, and it was glorious memory though.
I know we used to play the wrestling game that came out in 2010. I don't know when it was, but
SmackDown versus Raw 2010, probably.
Was it?
Yeah. Good guess.
And every match was against fucking Undertaker. It was impossible to beat. It was awesome.
The new wrestling's supposed to be really good, right? I should get it.
I don't know. Probably.
It'd be sweet if you can do online.
Can you do online?
Yeah.
If it ever becomes free, I'm in.
When it's on Game Pass. What is on Game Pass? Anything cool lately? I should download.
It'll be the Golf. Show.
The show.
Golf, yeah. I want to play that.
It's hard.
That's good. Golf is hard. Did you watch the Masters? Yeah. Now that you hate golf.
I watched the whole Masters Saturday and Sunday.
That's not the whole Masters. That's Thursday, Friday, Sunday.
Thursday. I watched it on my phone for a little bit. Friday. I don't remember why I didn't watch it.
Is that like the Super Bowl for golf, the Masters, or what is it?
One of the Super Bowls.
They got four, too.
Four major ones.
U.S. Open, British Open, Masters, and
Players.
What's the difference between them all?
Different courses. Different awards. I don't know.
Different trophies. I think Masters.
Who won against
Scheffler? It's a green jacket.
Scotty.
That's the Masters.
He kind of ran away with it.
Yeah.
Who did?
Second place was Scotty like 4 or 5 strokes behind or something.
I wanted DeChambeau to win. Or one of the
Europeans. Yeah, they called him the scientist.
Yeah.
Because he's like super
He's a man
analytical or something about his swing.
I don't know. He just
goes. I want a Tiger too.
Well, yeah. Obviously.
Anytime I watch, it's Tiger bust. And he's true. Not, I mean, at least he made the cut.
Yeah. He was playing with the amateur on the last round.
Yeah, I watched most of theirs. That's like all I watched. So was Tiger Woods group. It's just crazy to see, like, even when they're in shitty spots, this how they get out of them.
Golfers in general,
yeah. Just like the pro ones, like, and then it's like, oh yeah, I golf twice a year, I can do that, and they hit like six trees.
Happy Gilmore 2 is apparently coming out.
Nice. What?
Yeah,
really.
Look like
Adam Sandler again?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it'll be him, and then it looks like Shooter McGavin will team up to take down the new bad guy.
Well, that's probably some young guppy.
I forgot who it was. I was looking at it, and
it's probably his caddy from the first movie.
He is in it. It's the guy from Grandma's Boy.
Nick Swardson?
No, Rick something. Alan. No, Alan something.
Ricky Stenicki.
Alan Rickman?
Yeah. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. That's who it is.
Ricky Nolasco is who it is.
Nice. Best free agent signing of all time. Did we end up trading him or just releasing him somehow?
But anyways, the Happy Gilmore 2 must have already like wrapped up recording because it said Bob Barker was in it, who died not too long ago.
Really?
And then Carl Weathers. So, I don't know.
Fake news, I bet.
It could have been. It could have been a fake site. I won't check my sources, so.
That's good.
Yeah.
Hopefully people will come to us for news.
But yeah, back to WrestleMania. I didn't think Cody was going to win still.
That's what I called on like my seventh different call tonight. They were the tag team would be, so it would be no rules and then Cody would win.
I don't know. It just didn't seem, I don't know.
Because I thought it had before?
12 years.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Wasn't it like 1,300 days?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a long, long
Cody Rhodes would have it for a couple weeks.
He already lost it.
Lost it on the Monday after.
Yeah. That's what, yeah. That was another prediction for like six of the guys that got belts. What's his name?
Sami Zayn.
Yeah. Sami Zayn. He's awesome.
He's defending it tonight against.
Same guy, the German guy.
No, he.
Austrian guy, but a big German following.
He promised. Oh, Kurt Angle lookalike.
Oh.
Gable.
Yeah.
Clark Gable.
Yeah. Chad.
Chad Gable. Yeah.
Chad Gable.
So they're going to wrestle tonight. We're recording on a Monday, which is we never do, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And I was like, I should watch Raw tonight. Maybe I will. We'll see. But yeah, Sami Zayn is going to defend his title against Gable.
Nice.
Did you see the DC High School is going to get a wrestling event?
Like actual wrestling?
Yeah.
Really?
The main guy is like Tony DiNucci or something.
Oh,
I've called seen it actual fire, fisting, man. Actually.
What's that?
Actual wrestling? That's what AJ said.
Oh, yeah, it's pro wrestling.
Pro wrestling, yeah.
Not the real stuff, but
yeah.
TJ Anderson's going to be there.
Yeah, I think I've seen flyers for that.
They're like Buck Zumovs.
They're like DC president or principal. TJ Anderson.
He's the principal?
He's the principal.
Apparently he is, though. Yeah. So congrats, TJ.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was pretty sweet to see Cody win.
Yeah.
I almost thought, yeah, I was pretty positive he was going to win, but that would have been shitty if they didn't let him win.
I kind of wanted him to not win just because just to make the most people mad.
Just
that's what I'm all about. And for Vikes legend, Roman Reigns. Now we're going to make a new super belt that Roman can win.
Yes.
Planetary belt.
The bloodline belt.
Interplanetary belt. Yeah, The Rock with his fake belt.
I know. Oh, he makes his own belt.
No, like, he was gifted it by Muhammad Ali's widow, I guess. But still. Yeah. It's not.
Oh, yeah. When he walked out with it, we were all like, whose belt is that?
Yeah.
Like, maybe we should have watched the Hall of Fame ceremony.
Yeah.
Because that's where they apparently give it out. So how does he lose it?
I don't think he does. I think he's always the people's champ.
Yeah. Just is.
That's true. Self proclaimed people's champ, I'm pretty sure, right?
Well, I mean, I think he was in his first.
But he called himself that, though. Yeah. No one called him that. I think
Muhammad Ali called him that.
Did he?
That's what he said.
But now
I'm not checking the sources.
Yeah. And then he was on Raw and he talked to Cody and he's like, The Rock got to go away now.
That was the weirdest promo ever because that was to start The Rock, right? Yeah. After WrestleMania.
So weird.
Yeah, talking in the third person. Yeah, he's just gonna act. Yeah. Oh, I hate but it was kind of cringy. And then he gave, what did he give him in his hand? Like,
I don't know. They won't tell us.
Brass Knucks. Yeah. They did say that Triple H and a few other guys like tracked down a watch that his dad pawned off to send Cody to acting school. And then they found it and got it back to him after WrestleMania, which is pretty sweet. A Rolex, yeah. Wow. Because they said,
yeah, it was pretty cool watching his celebration.
Yeah, afterwards, like, do they normally do that?
I felt like not.
Like, everyone just came.
Yeah, like, it was like 20 minutes long.
Everyone came down and, yeah, like, celebrated with him after he won it. It was pretty sweet.
His entrance music was just playing for like 20 minutes. Yeah. And it's an awesome song. So,
yeah.
It's a pretty cool song.
The American Nightmare.
Nightmare.
Yeah, what were the other matches on there then?
On
Sunday night. I only remember the Logan Paul one.
Yeah, I remember
the
US
belt, right? And then the Universal. Tag teams. Oh, yeah, because R-Truth and Miz got it.
That was on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of the belts that
switched. Then where's the... Did the women's one switch or not?
No, what's her name? Retained. Becky Lynch lost.
And then they had those other
Girls. Oh, wait, hold on.
It's the three girls.
On Saturday, or no... Was it Saturday or Sunday? It was Sunday, right? When, yeah, because Rollins fought McIntyre.
Oh, yeah.
And then McIntyre won and...
Oh, and then Priest they cashed in. Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
Money in the Bank. And then so Damian Priest won it, right?
Yeah.
He just has to pin him, right?
If he cashes and see if he could just beat him up.
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
Oh, yeah, because CM Punk came out and like pulled his leg out and tripped him and he fell, right? Is that what it was?
Yeah. McIntyre was yelling at him or something, chirping him, giving him the business. Other than that, I don't remember. There's another, the women's other belt was on Sunday as well. I don't know who won.
There's two different. Oh, yeah, it was.
I don't remember who was fighting.
Was that the 3 versus 3 or was that Saturday night too?
What one?
The tag teams?
Yeah,
that was six.
Wait.
The fatal six way was the ladders, and that was for both. SmackDown and the Raw belts, right? For tag team.
There's one where I can't remember any of their names, but it's like the Asian lady that spits.
Oh, yeah, that was Saturday. Yeah.
And I don't think that was on the line for anything, wasn't it? It was just like introducing a wrestler pretty much.
Oh, yeah, the lady from AEW.
Yeah.
I don't remember her name.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Her spotlight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, I forgot about that one.
So did I.
But yeah, pretty good WrestleMania. It was okay for WrestleMania.
For WrestleMania 40,
it's top 40.
Off the top of my head, yeah, I'd say it is.
You watch your movies?
Yeah, Twins.
20 minutes of it.
Which one did you get?
Terminator.
You watched 20 minutes only?
Yeah.
Why, is that bad or what?
No, I just fell asleep.
Oh.
Both times I was trying to watch it. So it must be pretty bad.
Yeah, it's not an old
classic or anything.
I think the
second one must be the best one.
Salvation. You know, what is
it? Seems pretty cool, guys.
I think the second one's supposed to be the better one.
I felt like it was my turn to skip watching movies.
Well, that's true. So you just got to watch two this coming up.
No, yeah, I watched Twins. What did you watch?
Sudden Death. I had to watch and then Predator.
How awesome was Sudden Death?
Greatest movie. I'm just kidding. It's so, just insane. Almost immediately, people are just getting shot in the head. And the literal girl 90s. Sees the mascot kill someone. So she has to go with all the hostages up there. And then Jean-Claude Van Damme's character ends up playing goal. For a little bit. And he used to play goalie as a kid. And it's just awesome because it's the same. He gets like two breakaways and both time it's like the same loop of the guy skating down. The first time no shot happens and he's just like panicking. The second time he makes a sweet save and it's like, oh, it's the same in here. And then he gets up and realizes he still has to defuse bomb, so he just punches a guy in the face. And then he does like a sign to his son, like that they only know. And so his son's like, that's my dad. And then the coach is going nuts and Van Damme just gets off the ice. And then someone's waiting for him there trying to kill him. So he has to like getting undressed super fast and trying to get ready. And it's just a fantastic
movie. I should have watched that too.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it now. It sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was. I'm very surprised at how many people died in that movie. And then, for Predator, I always just know about the Predator high five or whatever, where they just class hands and hold it there for. Yeah. I was like, all right, going to be a lot of those. That's the only one. Right in the beginning.
Was it Carl Weathers and Schwarzenegger?
Yeah. Yep.
Right. Because Jesse the Body's in that one too.
Yeah. And he's just, always has a dip in.
Oh, yeah.
And so Schwarzenegger, it's his team for it's some reason. It's like five guys. It's like he has like a special unit or something. And Carl Weathers works for the government now. So he calls him in. That's the whole reason they go out there. And Schwarzenegger's character gets pissed because he realizes like they really didn't have to be there. It was just to like get something for the government, not to like save anyone. Like he gets them there under false pretenses. And yeah, and the Predator shows up quite a ways into it, I feel like. But they see sides of it, like bodies are just skinned.
Oh.
And, like limbs are around. And when they finally see it, one guy pretty much just can't speak. He's so like
terrified.
Yeah. And like can't say what he's seen.
Oh.
And then Predator kills most everyone. Spoiler alert, sorry.
Spoilies.
And Schwarzenegger figures out it's heat vision, so he, because he's falls into mud, and then Predator's coming in for a kill, but he can't see him when he's right in front of him, just covered in mud.
Oh.
And he hatches a huge plan to trap Predator, and they have a big fight, and Predator just kicking his ass. And he gets to his like trap laid out area, and he's just laying there, and the Predator like takes one step, but then looks up and realizes there's sharp edges. He like pokes at him, and Schwarzenegger tries to goad him in there. And he goes around. And then somehow Schwarzenegger still gets the trap off and just crushes him.
Mm.
Yeah. If I had to pick, I'd probably watch neither of them again. Now, I can see why they're classics, but like cult classics, right? Sudden Death did not do well.
No, not at all.
I just saw a clip on Twitter, and I was like, Van Damme someone movie. Has to watch this movie.
Yeah.
Then it's not going to be me.
I don't know. It's just,
but now I wanna.
Both were probably made in the same era. I'm not sure. Or it was
'80s. Is the Predator. '90s. Yeah.
Well, it's a similar thing where it's just gory deaths, like she's getting shot in the head, or Weathers gets his arm ripped off, I think, before dying.
It's in Happy Gilmore.
gets his hand.
But glad I watched him.
Yeah, I watched Twins, and it was an okay movie. That's where Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger are like grown in a lab pretty much. So they have like six different fathers. And they took like the best from each one and they put all that into Arnold, and the leftovers went to Danny DeVito. So Arnold finds out his, like the scientist was hit, like who raised him, I think. So he's super smart, obviously super built, athletic. Lives on like a remote island, doesn't see anyone. So he's just like very naive and happy-go-lucky. Because then he goes to, I don't even know where they were.
Mosquito Coast.
Yeah. He goes to find Danny DeVito's character. And like right when you meet Danny DeVito's character, he's like sneaking out of some lady's bedroom window because her husband's coming home. So he's kind of a sleazebag. And so they go find the scientist or another scientist. I don't think it's the same one that raised Arnold. Basically, I don't remember what happened in the movie, but they want to go find their mom, and they find her at like this, it's almost like a rehab center, but it might be a senior living place. Oh, okay. But anyways, they go find her, and the lady's like all confused and then just says no, but she did have twins, but the doctors told her that they died at birth.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, so, like, she denies it right away, but then looks into them, and it is them.
Oh, okay.
So, she might have died then right after that. I don't remember. I got to pay more attention for these reviews.
For mine, I was playing NHL 12 while checking in.
Yeah. But it was a decent movie.
Nice. What's next?
I don't know.
What should we pick for movies?
What actor / actress. What movie was I just thinking about that's really good? And I was like, this would be a good one for Tyler to watch because it's a classic. You know it's going to be good.
Oh.
Let me see. I bet.
No, you gave me Terminator, though. Right?
Oh yeah. All right. Well, I'll give AJ this one.
Yes.
Another 90s classic. The Usual Suspects. Have you seen it, AJ? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a classic. It's awesome.
Who's in it?
The skeevy pedophile Kevin Spacey and then a few other guys.
Oh, I don't know if we can watch that.
Oh, Benicio Del Toro and then three other guys. Great movie. Oh, Bryan Singer's the producer too, and he's kind of a skeevy perv, isn't he?
Who?
Bryan Singer. Didn't he do like the first few?
Can neither comment on that.
Anyways, so
do I want
that's
to?
For you, Usual Suspects.
So it's Kevin Spacey theme?
Just kidding. Yeah. So I got to. It's only an hour.
Tyler? Yeah.
46 minutes. That's not bad. Just do any movie.
Let me sleep on it.
No.
You got to pick one now. What's your favorite movie? I probably haven't seen it.
Probably have.
What? Miracle?
No.
Youngbloods? Youngblood?
No.
The Sixth Sense?
I don't know what that is, man.
What's the big giveaway in that one? What's the cliffhanger? It's him. He's dead.
Who am I picking for?
I've never seen it.
I'm picking for Luke. Either.
You're picking for me, yeah.
Yeah.
Starship Troopers.
You seen that? That we just watched it the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
Dang.
Oh, you were supposed to watch that. Starship Troopers. We're going to do like a fantasy theme, right?
Should we do that?
Sci-fi.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it?
No.
Yeah. All right. Do pick it then.
I don't know.
Okay, scratch usual suspects. Watch it later. Yeah. Or wait, did I pick for you?
Yeah.
All right, I'll pick a sci-fi movie then.
Yeah, so you get Starship Troopers.
Let's go. Well, one for me then.
Starship Troopers. We're all just going to watch
Dune. Then
make me watch Dune. I'll watch Dune.
That's what you just said.
All right, I'm watching Dune.
No, Dune's too recent.
Just kidding. I watched the old one too. Sting's in it.
Is he?
Yeah. He plays the hired hand.
I forget Mad Max 2.
That one.
I thought you had one when we talked about sci-fi.
I don't remember.
Do you have one?
Let me just go play the old clip.
Sci-fi.
This is going to be the segment of the podcast where we listen to our last podcast to see what I said.
Like, I've never seen Alien, which would be a good one.
Well, I'm not just going to let you pick.
I know, I'm just looking.
No, I'm looking.
Well, I'm looking for all of us, because I have to pick one for AJ, right?
Yeah.
Red October. I feel like you've seen that.
No?
No, you're thinking of Blade Runner. That's the movie that I had picked out.
Wait, did he make me watch it?
Yeah, I know. But that's what you're thinking of.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. Total Recall with Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Event Horizon.
Dang it.
I've seen it already.
Oh, have you seen The Butterfly Effect?
Uh-uh.
Oh, that's yours.
Damn it.
Right. Ashton Kutcher's in it. Yeah. And it's a great movie. That or Donnie Darko. Pick one of the two.
Butterfly Effect. All right. I think I've seen Donnie Darko.
Gattaca. I also watched that one in school. Okay, what movie should I give Luke? Time Cop? Oh, RoboCop. That's sci-fi, right?
Yeah.
For sure. Either that or what's the other guy? It's like a robot, kind of.
Cyborg?
Oh, yeah. No. Like, same type beat as RoboCop.
I can't help you there, Chief. I'll just Google it.
Guy like RoboCop who isn't RoboCop.
Dredd. Okay.
Yeah, RoboCop or Dredd.
I remember playing Judge Dredd game, but nice. You got a PS5?
So, anyways.
Dredd. Or RoboCop. You get a pick.
Oh, man. Judge Dredd or RoboCop? I'll say RoboCop. Mostly because I don't know if I've actually ever seen it.
Which one, Rabbi?
After I watched Terminator for a little bit, all I kept thinking about was I'd rather watch RoboCop, probably.
Butterfly Effect.
Which one's mine? RoboCop.
Starship Troopers.
87. Oh, of course it's on Max.
I think we got that.
Oh, wait.
No.
Oh, it's on Amazon Prime, too. Perfect. So, RoboCop, Starship Troopers, Butterfly Effect.
Good.
What else we got? We watched Ricky Stenicki.
could be a great movie. Yeah. It could have been that it was 2 a.m.
Yep.
You guys just randomly started at 2 in the morning?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we started at like 1. No, yeah, it ended at almost 2. Because we watched, Please Don't Destroy, The Treasure of Foggy Mountain.
Yes.
And it's 3 of the SNL writers who do skits sometimes for SNL. So they tried their hand at a movie.
All those 3 random guys? Yeah.
And they're...
And it's a bad movie, but it's a good movie.
Is it though?
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
So like sudden death.
The tasing sequence is great.
What was it called?
And the Falcon.
Please Don't Destroy the Treasure at Foggy Mountain. It's on Amazon Prime.
Is it?
Yep. Yeah, and it starts off, the car won't start. It's kind of like they're from Workaholics.
All workaholics is gross.
They all live together, but their car won't start, so they rollerblade to work, and then they get made fun of by some kids, end up getting beat up by them.
Did they call them fruit booters? No, that's what they used to call rollerbladers.
Oh, okay. But then they finally get to work.
I don't know.
They get to work and they're eating like snow cones and dancing or whatever. Like, you're fucking 3 hours late.
Conan's the boss. The boss and dad, yeah.
It's a great movie.
Maybe. It's a fun.
I'm going to have to watch it again.
It's kind of funny.
It is. There's some. What parts?
The
throat punching's pretty good. And
the wingsuit. The first wingsuit part.
Yeah. Like a kite, man.
Yeah, I always get skits of those guys on. Must be Instagram reels just randomly pop up. They're pretty funny.
Their skits are good.
Demio.
That has potential.
WFH today.
Yeah. Ricky Stenicki, about 3 childhood friends that make up a kid. Because they like do the poop in a bag trick for Halloween.
But they light it on fire.
House on fire. And before they leave, they write on the jacket they leave there, Ricky Stenicki. And then they use that throughout their entire life. Like, if something bad happened, it was Ricky Stenicki.
Oh, so
they did something stupid. It was Ricky Stenicki. But then it comes back to bite them because they're fucking married. And the guy misses the birth of his child because they said Ricky Stenicki has cancer and they have to go meet him.
Yeah, but they just go to a casino.
Yeah, they go to Atlantic City to see like a DJ, and then they meet the guy who
has Rock Hard Rod,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah,
and then he's like, "If you ever need an actor, here's my card." And it's John Cena as Ricky Stenicki.
Yeah,
so there's a Ricky Stenicki that's real.
No, he plays him.
Yeah, they hire him to play Ricky Stenicki because
gotcha.
Someone's mom wants to meet Ricky Stenicki.
Oh, Zac Efron's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole time we're watching, he's like, is that Zac Efron? I was like, I'm not sure.
Didn't something happen to his face? Like, after, I think he had like a botched surgery or something. I'm not going to check the sources, but yeah.
That sounds
Zac Efron, you would know. Botched surgery. Yeah. You heard it here first.
But yeah, so then they have to have the actor pretend to be Ricky Stenicki, and they pull it off pretty much.
Yeah, I randomly got a clip of that on my phone, too, where he's like, cupping the whatever. He's like, no, it looks like I'm cupping.
Air dicking, they call it.
Yeah. Oh, so you're world class air dicking.
And we need to. we should have done video for this one.
That was good. And they meet a guy, and Stenicki's like, I know him at the party for the guy's child. I don't know. But then they.
Circumcision, but I don't know what they call it in their religion.
Yeah, system. Then they're like, we need to get him out of here. What if we just drug him or what do they give him? Xanax?
No, it's something stronger than that.
Yeah, I don't remember what it is. Some random drug, and they're like, yeah. So they're playing a game where they throw peanuts. All right, if you catch 5 of them, you get $20 or whatever. Yeah. And then the last one's the drug that's gonna knock him out. And they throw it in like the circumciser. I'm gonna call him
the priest, but I don't know what. Again, Judaism, so.
Yeah.
Oh.
He jumps in front of it and eats it.
Yeah. It's like, oh, it's a bit tart or something.
And then he's doing the circumcision, and he's like, I don't know, it's hilarious. It's just high. He's tweaking.
Yeah.
And then does he pass out?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, and then the mom remembers that they told him that Ricky Sinicky circumcised people in Africa.
Yeah.
So she's like, oh, Ricky can do it. So then John Cena finishes it or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's probably way funnier than I described it. And I wish I didn't say this now.
I did the same thing, then trying to explain it to Krista.
Like, oh, yeah, you're right. She left.
Yeah.
She left me.
Just kidding. But yeah, it was an all right movie as well.
Yeah, it's about the when they're in the meeting and
did we watch what is that on
WrestleMania?
Then?
Yeah,
Amazon Prime. Both of those.
Yeah, it just came out. Looks like, huh?
Yeah.
The best is when they're in the meeting and the boss tries to let Zac Efron's character lead the meeting because he's been on the deal for a while. I don't know. They're like traders or something. I don't know what they are.
Yeah, stock
day traders or something.
I don't know.
They work for a bank or something.
And he's like, I think Ricky should take the lead or whatever. Try to set him up to get fired. And then Ricky says like, I don't know, some about nonprofit giving our money away.
Yeah.
And then one guy's like, that's a terrible idea. And then the boss is like, well, Ricky's trying to say, and he like warps it into being a good idea.
Yeah.
And then he's like, good job, Ricky.
What is he saying? Fuck you, Ted.
Or yeah. Right after he's like, yeah, fuck you, Ted. And then everyone's like quiet. He's like, what? He's like, fuck you, Ted. And then the boss is like, yeah, fuck you, Ted.
William, no, what's his name? William H. Macy.
Oh, yeah. Correct. Shameless Dad.
What? Isn't that? I don't know. I don't know if that's the guy. Is it?
Oh, yes. The clip I saw was.
Or is it William H. Macy?
That's who I. Okay. That's who I thought you said, I think. If I know.
William Taft?
Yeah.
But yeah, William then he. Macy. Then he brings him the. After the meeting, Ricky Snicky brings an idea to Zac Efron's character, whose name I don't remember. And he's like, I took this during the recording. I know why the trade's not going through. Look at this. And it's the air dicking video. And he's like, should I show the boss? And then Efron thinks he'll get him fired. So he's like, yeah. So he calls everyone in. He's like, how long have you guys known I was an air dicker? So yeah, watch it. Cause it's way funnier.
Yeah.
Just forget everything funny. We said and yeah. Just watch the movie, actually.
I'll give a real review on the next one.
Yeah.
It'll be exactly
as good as twins.
No.
Be as good as my twins review.
But yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Good ending. Stinicky thinks he's getting hunted down, but they're actually just trying to give him a
summons or cease.
Some ball. If you
play Billy Joel's music anymore, you're going to get sued. So a cease
make a parody, something like that. But he thinks they're going to kill him.
Yeah, he thinks he owes a bunch of money to people because he just got blackout drunk all the time. Doesn't know what he did.
Yeah.
Wait, so he is a real person? Or is it just John Cena?
John Cena changes his name to Ricky Sinicky. Oh, gosh, and he's like, guys, I'm Ricky Sinicky. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. I don't know. It's a good movie. Maybe.
Sounds funny.
I don't know. Might be bad.
There's some moments.
But yeah. It's about it for that. For those movies.
Yeah, it covered everything.
Who you guys got in the Stanley Cup Finals?
No one.
Bold prediction?
Bold prediction, some team has to drop out and the Wild get in.
They wouldn't. I'll say St. Louis would be above us.
Yeah, they drop out too in that scenario.
Yeah.
COVID.
I don't think we want to see that. Except for Liam Holmgren.
Oh, Hogan Hughes, dude.
I want the Hurricanes to win.
I'm pushing for LA and the Rangers in the finals.
It's one of the worst takes ever.
Well, I was looking at them, I was like, I don't want a Canadian team in there.
Why?
Because.
Canucks.
American.
Canucks, Toronto, final.
No, that'd be terrible.
That'd be sweet.
That'd give a bad look for U.S. hockey.
I don't think it would. Bruins? Maybe. Who? I don't even know who's in the playoffs. Washington? They make
they're,
it yet?
They got two games. They could, yeah. They could
Washington,
make it.
Washington. I want Washington.
Detroit's like right on the edge too, right?
Washington's always been my U.S. team, so. Pulling for them. Or Florida. No, Matthew Tkachuk exists. Yeah, never mind.
I'd go in L.A. because of Fiala. It was awesome. I wish the Wild could have kept him. But no, we had to get Zach Parise and Suter for
I'm sure
12 years.
Could have done it.
Oh, we wouldn't have Brock Faber then, so.
That's true.
Shut up, actually. You're wrong.
Y'all wrong, Colonel Sanders? Is Faber going to win the, whatever they call it?
Calder? No.
Probably not.
Bedard will.
I think it's embarrassing that people argue about it.
Why?
Yeah, they've had like three articles on that. It's just, about it. I don't
know. Why is it that not that close and Bedard's going to like...
No, I just think it's embarrassing that they're just always just like bring up certain things.
But he's our guy.
He has a better plus minus. If Bedard was on the Wild, if Faber was on the Blackhawks, no, it doesn't matter. Shut up.
Isn't Bedard's plus minus like negative 27?
Yeah, he plays with AHL players throughout the whole fucking lineup.
Yeah.
Who does Brock Faber play with? Are we that much better?
Jonas Brodin.
Kirill Kaprizov and Jonas Brodin and Matt Zuccarello.
True.
Joel Eriksson-Ek.
Joel.
No,
Jules. Bedard and no, Seth Jones has had a decent year, but
who's that new one? They just that got his first goal last night.
Liam Ogren.
No, for the Blackhawks. Black Frank Nazir the third.
Yeah. The DNF.
Frank Nazir the third.
Yeah,
got a sweet pass Nazar. For his, sniped it for his first goal.
Yeah. Nazar, not Nazir.
Connor Gaultier signed with Anaheim.
I'm so glad they lost.
I watched that game. I was hoping they tied it up just for OT, but
Denver won the college championship.
Ryan Leonard got robbed.
Also, that was sick. And Buchogas had a good call, actually.
Yeah, he wasn't as bad as he...
Matt Davis, what was that?
Yeah. Wasn't as bad as I thought he'd be with Boston College.
Did he really, really just want Boston to win?
I didn't think so. Yeah, I didn't think so as much in that game.
I was glad the West team won it.
Thought he was good.
Denver.
No, I'm saying Denver, they won.
Yeah, they've won 10. I don't know. I didn't want
to go for got booted.
Gophers are really the only Minnesota team, right?
What's down here?
No, Michigan was the only. Michigan had 9.
No, I'm talking about this year. I said I'm glad Minnesota got booted.
Michigan had 9. Then Minnesota wasn't up there. Because now Denver has 10.
Yeah.
Record.
They were tied, yeah.
St. Cloud has how many?
2 finals appearances.
Such a bummer. I don't know how many the Ghosts have. 5? 6?
Titles?
Yeah. 5 or 6.
They have a bunch in the 70s and then 2 in the early 2000s. They have 3
years
when they beat Maine and it was overtime, right? Like 2001 or 2.
Phil Kessel.
Ryan Miller, right?
I don't know. Miller was on Michigan State.
Wasn't that Goligoski? Goligoski was probably on one of those teams. No?
No. It
was Paul Martin.
And the Martin brothers.
Dave Spierhar.
Dave Spierhar. Good point.
He was a high school legend. He didn't do much.
Howland the Gray or the
Duluth East.
Yeah.
Every year that's before the state tournament, they have that TV show. But like the history of
this. So they also have a parody account for Dave Spear.
Oh, you see it. Yeah.
It's just awesome.
During the tourney season, it's so fun. I saw he tweeted once, it's like Minnetonka expands their tryouts to 65 cities or something.
Yeah.
It's just hilarious.
They were the top ranked team, right? But they lost.
They lost in the first round, I think, of upstate.
Shakopee might have beat them. I don't remember if that's true or not.
No, it wasn't Shakopee. It was
Prior Lakes.
White Bear made it, right? Or did they lose to make it?
They made it to state this year.
They lost in last seconds of the game.
Yeah, that was terrible. Chanahan beat Minnetonka, probably. Because then Chanahan played Shakopee in the final.
That sounds right.
Chanhassen or Chanahan?
Chanhassen, Chanahan.
No one calls it that.
No one says Chanhassen. It's too long. But yeah, there's our hockey wrap.
Yeah.
T-Wolves time.
Cool. Drew the Suns.
Yeah. Apparently they suck against them. I would
0-3. They lost double digits. They never were even within double digit points during any game.
I know I saw a lot of people complaining. It's like, typical. We have our best year and now we have to play.
It's already written up. Yeah, it's like, you can just let them play basketball. And they got KD and Booker and
Beal, but I don't know what else they have.
Beal.
Are we going to continue this or are we going to be done? Because we got to go get the kids.
Yeah, we got to go get the kiddos.
Yeah.
So let's pause them and we'll either come back or be done.
I don't know what else we got to talk about.
Let's wrap it up. And if we figure out something more, we'll just cut the ending. So thanks for listening to episode 55. We'll see how the new audio recordings turn out.
Yeah. We'll probably have to redo this.
Hopefully, because this one blew. Okay. All right. See ya.
The first 20 minutes, then.
It just
sat there.
How do you stop the recording?